What's going on? I mean, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Envy, aka TDA, the Devil's Advocate. We're back with another episode of I'm Just Saying the Podcast with Envy. I'll be your host, Envy. And today, I wanted to talk about something a little different today. Today I wanted to talk about the middle ground. I was thinking to myself earlier today about the middle ground, and of course you're like, what the hell do you mean the middle ground? Well, for me personally, I feel that there is no middle ground when it comes to finances and your financial status. So basically what I mean and when I'm breaking it down is you broke or you rich. There is no in between. I sat back and thought about it, and I was like, I'm okay. I'm like, okay. Well, let's define okay. The okay to me at the time that I was thinking this. Well, I don't think I was figuring it out. At the time I was figuring this out, okay to me. Oh, yeah, I gotta see about that. One second. Yeah, no, okay, yeah. I just had to make sure the angle was good and yeah, I got my head. I didn't want to be sitting here recording this whole time and all is gone. Shout out to the dark-skinned melanin guys out there. Ball gang, we in the building. But yeah, I was sitting there thinking, and to me, I was telling myself, you know what? You're doing pretty okay, man. You know what I'm saying? Bills are paid for, certain things are in order. Yeah, you're okay. And then I thought about it. It's like two sides of me. Like the angel over here was like, you're doing good. Pat, it was more of a pat on the back. Like, you're doing good, you're doing okay, your bills are paid, your kids are okay. Just got to be able to figure out, how to spend more time with them with the schedule, and you're doing okay. Then this nigga, he don't give me a tap, mushes the shoulder. Nigga, you down bad. You down bad, boy. You down bad, boy. What is okay? What is okay? And then I started thinking about it. Well, what is okay? And then it hit me. Okay is an excuse. Oh, I'm doing okay. No, you're not. And it's a safety word we use to block other people from letting us know. Or from blocking other people for letting them know about our anxiety that we're dealing with because of our financial situation, because of the depression that we're dealing with on our financial situation. And it wasn't until I was talking to my rich friends. I actually have rich friends who are well off. I'm talking about well off. They're good. They're not okay. They're good. And I was explaining to them, my thought process about this okay thing. And one of my friends was telling me, you're hitting the nail, you're hitting the ceiling. I'm like, what do you mean? He said, you're hitting the ceiling of breaking out of that broke mentality. And they piss me off sometimes because, they let me know without letting me know my status financially, like, because they always bring up the, oh, that's a broke person mentality. And that, and it wasn't until I started watching other rich YouTubers, and when they mentioned that same thing, and when I mean other YouTubers who look like me, who's from where I'm from, who can relate to things that I have to deal with on a daily outside of my financial situation, just being a black person living in America, period. So when See, when he said that, I'm like, and then it was like one and one made two at that moment. What is okay? Broke mentality equals okay ain't shit. Okay is not even a patch job. And we have to be more accountable and more honest, especially with each other. Like, why are we lying to each other about being good? Niggas ain't good. Niggas is fucked up. But that's why anxiety is high. That's why depression is high. That's why mental illness is high. Because us, and this is something that I've noticed we've been doing since I was a kid. And I'm an 80s baby, born in 86. You do the math on your own, but I was born in 86. And ever since I was born, besides the Knicks never ever winning anything my entire life while I was born, I've noticed also that we as a community be hiding, we hide like issues because we want to look good in front of everybody. What's the point of looking good if you feel like shit? An old friend asked me, I say old friend because I mean it. He said, "When do you ever get dressed?" And I was thinking about it. Nah, I never really do. Because what's the point of. I'm not lying to myself. I'm not looking good. If I look good on the outside, I look good on the. No, you don't. You got all dressed up to still feel like shit on the inside. You got all dressed up just to bust your ass during the week because that's how we live. Check to check. Shout out to Charleston White. Because I was listening and he was going on a rant. He was funny as hell. But he said something. He said, "You're doing all that just to earn, just to pay for $600 sneakers. And you haven't got it upon." Shit. Ran that back. You doing all this so you could get $600 sneakers. That's what you call it, tennis shoes. I mean, you're paying $600 for tennis shoes and you haven't got an apartment. Or maybe you do got the apartment, but you don't got peace. There is no okay. We got to stop it. We got to stop it. We just got to start building and working together so we can't be just okay. Because we're either broke or we're not. And for those who be like, "I'm broke, but all my bills is paid." Thank you for being an adult, but that's not okay anyway. Just because you handle all the things on your to-do list doesn't mean you're okay. You're just good. You're good. You're a good checker. You check the boxes real well. Yay. But that doesn't do anything for you. You checked all them boxes. Matter of fact, let's do this. Pills paid, check. House clean, check. Check. Let's check some more boxes. I didn't have an anxiety exact this week. Bet you can't check that box. I didn't have a depressive moment to myself this week. Bet you won't check that box. I'm not checking those boxes neither. I'm not checking those boxes neither. Yesterday, I got off work at 8 in the morning, right? And I signed in the Grubhub. I signed into DoorDash. Well, no, DoorDash be acting like hoes. So you got to schedule yourself on DoorDash, which is wiggity wiggity whack. But was it? It was Uber Eats and Grubhub. Now, everybody knows I'm a walker. I beat my feet. You know, Mutt and Jeff take me wherever I need to go. And Grubhub is, I can't say is, from my previous experience outside of today, Grubhub is the worst for walkers. Like the worst. Like I used to see shit $5 to walk 2.2 miles. Not happening. Not. I am a bougie delivery man. meaning you damn near got to pay me a dollar per block for me to even might consider it. But that's how I used to think about the app. Yesterday's experience, the was close. Was I got one for 1.2 miles, but it wasn't a bad tip. It was a lot closer, but the tips were very good and everything like that. What fucked me up was Grubhub. Not Grubhub, I'm sorry. Uber Eats. My go-to. My shit. Uber Eats wanted me to go damn near 2.5 miles. I don't even want to name the price, but it was ridiculous. Some of you people out there, but it made me think. See, I understand what Uber Eats, and you were just talking about that. I'm bringing it full circle. What sparked the conversation in my head was the fact that I'm like, yo, why the fuck are you trying to? Because I was really trying to wrap my head around how the fuck you trying to pay somebody this little bit to make sure your food that you want to eat, first of all, think about this. It's the food you want to put inside of your body. I make sure I tip decently. Not great. I'm not the best tipper, but I'm not the worst neither. But I tip decently enough to where I know when they see it in their phone, they're going to automatically say yes. And to where they carry my shit with some care. Like if it was their own. That's what I treat everybody's food like it's their own. Blah, blah, blah. But the little bit of bread you're spending, you won't even get. Some of y'all be out there, well, what more food taking 20, 30 minutes? Blah, blah, blah. That's because nobody's accepting the call. We're not picking up. We see that bing, 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 and let that shit ring out. But to double back and bring everything full circle, I'm like, damn, but what if you don't got it to give like that? Like, what if the man really hungry and that's all he got to give? Because he just might be doing okay. And I'm like, damn, that's kind of, you know, that is kind of true. What if he don't got it? Because I know I don't got it right now. I'm out here trying to get it because I'm doing okay. But okay ain't good enough, bro. Okay leaves you in a hamster. That's why it's an O. That's why okay starts with an O. That O is your hamster wheel. And that's what you're going to continue to do. That looked crazy. I don't know what that looked like. I was trying to emulate a hamster wheel, but I know I just did some shit that I'm going to have to put this not for kids. My bad. But seriously, if we started working together, if we started being accountable for just being okay, it's okay to be okay because you're not fucked up. But don't let okay be your cage. Don't let okay be your hamster wheel. Let's reach out to each other. I'm reaching out to y'all right now. Hey, I'm doing okay, but I want to do better. Let's work together. Let's find ways to where we can grow and to where it'll be profitable for all of us to be great. And we won't be able to be okay. Because you know what okay is? Okay is just okay. That's to me. You're just okay until. That's what okay means. Until. Until what? Till an unexpected medical bill come up. Imagine. And ask yourself this right now. And this is how you tell you if you're doing great or bad. Because there ain't no okay. You're bad. It's either you're doing good or you're doing bad. Ain't no okay. I'm tired of being nice. Okay, I'm on cam talking to you. Forget all that. It's either you doing good or you doing bad. And if you're doing bad, like I'm doing bad, let's get together so we can do great. Let's not do bad no more. Okay, there is no okay. There is no middle. Because if out of nowhere, God forbid, electrical fire breaks out in your house. You got to A, got to get that repaired. B, got to need a place to stay for the night or a week. C, can you go through that and still be okay? I'm going to let you know right now, I can't. Electrical fire started my house and I got to replace some shit and go somewhere for a week. I'll be fucked up. Fucked up. I'll be down bad in the game. And that's not a good thing. But I can admit it. And that's where it starts at. We all need to start admitting it. And we all need to start working together. Find some people. Find your crew. And if you can't find nobody, leave the people you with. Stop carrying on to old mindsets. Niggas don't want to change. Niggas don't got to change. Change yourself. Now that's okay. Change is okay. Motivation is okay. Living check to check, that's not okay. That's an electrical fire. That's one night in the winter where your heater is on and it catches fire. Some of you are homeowners. Some of my fans are homeowners. God forbid. But trying to replace something in your home? Like, that's crazy. I couldn't even imagine or fathom being a homeowner and God forbid something happened. Well, no, you guys have homeowners insurance and stuff like that, so I guess that comes into play. But still, who wants to go through that if they're bad? Oh, my fault. Yeah. Okay. No one needs to. No one should. There is no okay. There is no middle ground. It's either you got it or you don't. And if you don't got it, it's all right. You can get it. But you got to accept it. Because what happens is, you don't got it. You say, okay, nah, I'm cool. I'm all right. So because you have that mindset, you never get it. So you stay stuck at don't got it. I'm not doing that no more. I can't do it no more. There's things I want to do. There's things I need to do. And I'm pretty sure there's things you want to do. And there's things you need to do. Let's do them together. Let's achieve our goals together and reach certain platforms and stop being bad. Let's stop being one unforeseen, because we all know shit happens. But when that shit happens, what's going to be the outcome, man? What's going to be the outcome? Hope you guys enjoyed the stream. I just wanted to test this new app out. I'm recording this specific podcast on radio.fm. Testing it out, seeing how it is. And we'll see. But if there is no, don't settle for okay. Don't settle for okay. Get you some friends. Get you some people. Get you some family. Shit, even if you got to do what I do, start out with yourself. Because I got 10 million ideas, 10 million personalities. Might as well use them all, right? But nah, for real. And not just any team. Because you can get a squad and they can be hating from you within the squad. Don't, that's not the team I need you to get. I need you to find people who want to see you succeed. Who become annoying to you for sending you information to help you better yourself. Like, for example, what I do with my friend Hemi. My boy Hemi wants to stream. He's into streaming. And I give him tips and shit all the time. To where sometimes that could be annoying. And it could be a little overwhelming. For example, I gave him some information about a particular program software. But it runs like other softwares too. So I was like, oh, try this. What I did was I didn't explain to him that there were two different, like there's like a third party version of that software plus that software. But the third party is ran by that. So it's kind of weird. It's like, all right, how can I explain it? All right, you know how there's Facebook, right? Then there's Facebook Gaming. But if you type both in the App Store, two different apps come up, but it's still Facebook. It's kind of like that. And it was a little overwhelming. He got overwhelmed and shit like that. Now, I could have stopped right there, walking through it, everything. Nah, I know he's smart. He'll figure it out. It may seem overwhelming. But he figured, and the crazy part is, I know it wasn't even that it was overwhelming. Pausing events, his creative juices was flowing. I can tell because he said something to let me know his creative juices was flowing. When he was going through it and learning about the overlays and shit like that and everything he can input, he was like, oh, I'm gonna be here all night. You only say that when you're thinking. And he was thinking 10 steps ahead. When you're thinking ahead, you say stuff like that. When you pre-plan and you're in the moment for hours, you say shit like that because think the wheels are spinning. And what happened was the wheels were spinning so fast, he couldn't focus on one thing. And I probably know exactly what it was. He was looking at other fire overlays that was crazy. This one was fire. Wow. Oh, I know. And it probably had nothing to do with the color scheme of his logo. He's going to fuck around and do what I did. Y'all see the object's game is all colors? It's for a reason. Because when I get the things start flowing, I get stuck. But I wanted to see him succeed more than me. My boy Rishi does music. I want him to succeed more than I want to succeed in music. And y'all know what I want. I want to be the next Kells. I want to be the next R. Kelly, just without all that nasty stuff for little girls. That's why I'm so glad I'm into older women, because, whew. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But get you a team like that. My homegirl, Indigo Soul. I want her. I promise you, you are going to remember that name and hear it. She's the next Oprah. I promise you. And I want that for her. Oh, high school friend Ivan. I want him to have his restaurant and be bigger than Dave Ramsey. I hope that's the name of the dude that be doing the cooking show. But I want him to be bigger than him. My friend Tom, I don't know what he wants to do. He's so talented. He has so many talents. But whatever it is he decides to land on, I want him to fly off. And you know what? I understand why people be so upset about other people's brightness or being more successful than them. If you guys are friends, truly friends, like me, I can't wait for none of these niggas to blow up so I can freeload. Like, come on! Now, we all know that's not gonna happen, but if worst case scenario, I'm just a freeloading friend, why not? I'm a freeloading friend to a millionaire.
No, I'm just joking, man. I'm just joking.
But not really. If y'all need a freeloading friend, my millionaire friends. Call you me. Nah, I'm playing. yeah, man. So let's not be good with okay. Let's be great. Let's push each other to be great. Leave bad alone. Why? Because you're worth it, goddammit. The fuck? All the shit we've been through? Man. Anyway, I'm out of here. This was supposed to be short. I don't even know if this is still recording because the camera's facing me. So I can't see if the timer went off or I'm still going or not, but we flowing. Just in case we are. If we ain't, I'm going to be mad as shit. And I'm not editing nothing. All of this is staying in me. But anyway, till next time, y'all know my slogan. Stay loyal. Stay righteous. Stay true to yourself. And I'm out. 5,000. Peace. Cop the merch. I'm just saying pod.com. I'm just saying pod.com. Here we out.